Let's see with the punch paper. Nigerians tired of fasting introduce stimulus. Tinubu tells FG. That's page 20 of the punch.
By the way, I didn't come here yesterday, so I didn't have the time to wish Ashu Ajibola Ahmed Tinubu happy birthday. I think in wishing him happy birthday, I need to correct an impression that people have for the umpteenth time. He doesn't like him. He doesn't this, he doesn't that. I have no business with him. Rather than the fact that he was a governor for 8 years and so many things have been ascribed to him, you know, that affects me as a Lagosian and as a person. Outside that, I don't have any hatred for the man. I mean, he hasn't crossed my path and I've not crossed his. Indeed, we've had discussions twice and we were quite polite to each other. In fact, I said to him, long live the Jagaban, and we laughed about that. So I wish him well. He's had a very heavy political career. His beginnings shrouded in all kinds of mysteries. I honestly don't know why. But you cannot push him aside. You know, he's a politician of some note. You can't push him aside. I will say what I said 2 years. No, for how many years ago was Buhari sworn in? Six years ago. Or something like that. Mm. That I believe that was when his cup was the fullest and that was when the ovation was loudest. I still stand by what I said, but that's my advice to him. I could be wrong. But I wish him a happy birthday. I wish him and his family well. So yesterday was his birthday, and he said that that Nigerians are tired of fasting. I'm glad he knows that. But what he brings up as a prescription, it bothered me a bit. It sounded a bit trivial. It sounded like something that was set off the cuff. It sounded like something that hadn't been well thought out. And at such a moment, I'm surprised that former Governor Tinubu would urge the federal government to recruit at least, when you say at least, I mean you can recruit more.
Right.
At least 50 million youths to join the Nigerian army. I mean, who does that? Who does that? 50 million youths in the army?
Maybe not combatants. Maybe, you know, other areas.
So
other areas of the military. We have graduates who are engineers. Mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, computer scientists.
Let me tell you,
they could get jobs in the military.
It was not a well thought out decision. A statement. Mm. What is the total population of the army? I mean, why would you want to recruit 50 million youths into the Nigerian army? I mean, come on, give me a break. You can't even recruit 50 million youths into the civil service.
Into the civil service, right?
Combined.
Right.
And therefore, it showed a lot of triviality behind the statement that was made. I must say that he must have, maybe he didn't mean it, or he was misquoted, or he just said it off his head.
Maybe.
Does that show readiness to lead?
Mm-mm.
This country is in a very complex state.
At this stage, you must be letting out your plans.
Your plans, concrete deep, plans, well-thought, you know, plans. Yeah. And he lost an opportunity there. The other thing that happened at the colloquium yesterday that I didn't quite, I've tried to rationalize is, does Tinubu think that, if the North votes for him, he has won the election, which they will not?
You think they will not?
At the appropriate time, they will not. I've seen it happen before me, and I'll not be small picking now. He should ask MQ Abiola. He should ask him. You know what Wahab Dosunmu of blessed memory told me one day? I said there was one election that he ran for.
Yeah.
And I said, Doctor, why are you running for this? You can't win this. You know me, I'm so outspoken. Hey, le win kidding now, you can't win. He said, in politics, you can't say you're not doing anything. That he knows. But that what he finds funny is the number of psychophants that surround him that keep urging him on. He said to me, you show back when you're the only one that has told me. You're the only one that's like, and he told me, better not say it in public or else they'll go after you. Because I was quite close to him. Let me tell you what some people think. Some people think that, okay, the Baba not a drop.
Yeah.
So at that level, there's some level of, hunger. And it looks like if the one we see in public is anything to go by, the Katsina markets, this and that, library in Abu or whatever, all these things. So they think that there's there's a lot of goodie bags.
Yeah.
That you can't tell a politician you want to do something and you have a goodie bag and they'll say no.
That's right.
Go and ask somebody what happened to him in Lagos.
He'll sing and dance and tell you that nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible. They asked him till he said that we know what you know. You know the full story. Go and ask what happened to him. And I don't know. I hope at the end of the day, no, I don't hope at the end of the day I'm wrong. But I just hope that, and I asked those who are very, very close to him. Mm. I know people are extremely close to him.
Mm.
And they say, he says that, well, I'll give it a try. But I can see that there are chances that it might not be. Now, where I'm going is this.
Yeah.
Why would you have two events in the North back
That's
to
right.
back?
Mm.
At the back of a serious agitation of some of your people,
mm.
whether whatever depth they've gone for Oduduwa Republic, why would you have the two? You attended the Arewa function, which was not your own making, fine. But then again, you had your own your birthday in Kano, colloquium in Kano.
Mm.
Why didn't you have the colloquium in the East?
Well, someone said that it's either Tinubu is really interested in being president or he's building bridges across all divides to pave the way for his candidate. That's Esan Bolaji on YouTube.
Who is Esan Bolaji?
He's on YouTube.
His candidate, or Esan Bolaji said that.
He's saying that perhaps it's not about politics. Maybe he's just trying to build bridges.
He wouldn't go this far if he was building bridges for his candidate. Trust me. It doesn't work like that in politics. Trust me. I think that. But every time I see him, I always remember my Bible, what he told me, what God did, you know, when the Pharaoh was insistent that he wouldn't let the Egyptians go.
Mm.
Then God did something. It's not in the Quran, I don't know.
It's there.
Okay, what was it?
Yeah. You want me to say it?
Yes, sir.
Can you help us?
I can't help you. It's not from my mouth. Cherish, yeah. Yeah, smart Alan. I thought you would fall for that. Yeah, smart Alan. I thought you would fall for that. But yeah. I honestly wish him luck. But if he walks into this room and I can have 5 minutes with him, I'll tell him that the vision is loudest now. This is the time to just... Well, let's see how it goes.
Do they ever quit? Let's go to the Nation newspaper. Tinubu, a fisher of great men.
Yesterday, thank God I wasn't here because there was nothing to read in the Nation. It was full of ads and ads and ads.
You saw it too?
I saw it.
Loads and loads.
I've been involved in that kind of thing before. Let me tell you, let me explain to people.
I just picked up the paper and I dropped
it. The marketing manager of the Nation would have written letters to only God knows thousands of people.
Mm.
And the way it works is that, Ashiwaju is his birthday. Won't you? Instead of saying, would you say, won't you put an ad? You can't be recorded as having said no.
Mm.
So I've done that job before. I know what it's like. And they made a hell lot of money.
That's like almost times three or times four of the entire leaflets of that paper.
You have to stand up to be counted. The question is, do you think Tinubu would have gone through those ads one by one?
No, never.
I don't think you have the time. I don't think you have the time. But I found this article quite interesting because of the headline. And it says it's the Fisher of Great Men. And I remember the interview I had with Oshibajo when he said that he had never met Tinubu when he was summoned to be appointed Attorney General. And I think Olukoka almost said, I can't remember very well, but quite a number of them. Some of the members of his cabinet, I do know, Dele Alake, all these people, we all went to uni together and we've been friends ever since. And most of them, not all, but most of them said that they didn't even know him from Adam.
Mm.
Yes, they didn't even know him from Adam. So this article is right as it goes that he is a man who knows how to put people to good results. And I also think what I've also been told is that he listens to good advice.
I've
heard that he listens to good advice. But of recent, that hasn't been the same anymore.
Okay.
And that is what success does to you. But back in the day, they could stand up against him. He doesn't take it personal. Yeah, you could stand up against him and say, no, Ashwaji, you can't do this. And he would listen. Quite a number. Look at here. He says he gathered people like Wale Edun, Dele Alake, Rauf Aregbesola, Yemi Cardoso, BRF, Tola Kasali, amongst others. And even the writer of the article himself, Tokunbo Abiru, who I still have I have a bone to pick with him for turning down my request to intervene. He also picked him. He also picked Bernard Kabwezi, who was from Igbo extraction, and made him, you know, head of budget. I think that in terms of using hands and getting things organized, it's a bit attributed to him. It's the other things that I ascribe to him that I find most worrying. Now, what he does is to dim the better part of him. Do you understand what I'm saying? All these things that I ascribe to him, and all the things, what he does is that he dims the good side. Yorubas have, I can't say it, it's a bit, it's, you can't use that kind of sentence on radio, but they have something about how something little can spoil a whole bad lot. Okay, they're one bad apple, that's what they say.
Exactly. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube right now. Let's know what you think about the headlines we've cheated so far. That's Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube as well. We're sticking back, let's go back to the Vanguard. The Vanguard has this story here. Kidnapping proceeds used to fuel Boko Haram insurgencies, according to governors.
I'm surprised that the newspapers cast this headline. This is what normally happens. Kidnapping or crimes like this are used to fund other crimes. Indeed, let me surprise you. Sometimes these things are used for politics. That smiling senator out there, that smiling House of Reps out there, for all you know, could jolly well be a kingpin in the criminal world that you don't know about. Because politics in Nigeria, at the end of the day, is all about money. It's all about cash. So you will see a lot of proceeds. I mean, let's face it. Thefts not theft. Whether it's authority stealing or is pickpocketing or whatever, everything is theft.
That's right.
So what funds politics?
That's right.
What funds politics? What funds various agitations? So I'm surprised this was made a headline, but I just felt the need to at least read it to you and get to know that this is what happens. It's nothing new, and therefore some of the things you're actually seeing today ascribed to Fulani headsmen and this and that. At the end of the day, they could jolly well be raising funds for some project, a presidential project for that matter. Is it possible? Let me ask you a question, Sheriff.
Okay.
And I'd like our listeners to go on Twitter and answer this question.
Right.
Is it possible for you to run an election campaign, ordinary governorship self, not even presidential, without proceeds from crime? Is it possible? The gentleman who said this, Fayemi, can you account for every kobo that was spent during his...
In Nigeria.
Is it possible? Because who is going to put money down for the kind of expensive electioneering campaign that we run?
That's right.
You know,
starting from picking up a form,
picking up the form,
expression of interest.
Starting before you go and pick up the form,
you would have done so many legwork.
Ask Kayode, what's his name? Kayode
Mogaji, and you'll be spending money on all those late night trips that you go to go and car somebody mole and everything, you know.
I think I should write a book.
You should, right?
You know, yeah, I was in the corridor of politics for quite a while, and what I saw amazed me and completely demoralized me. You know, completely demoralized me. I am yet to be told confidently by anybody that you can run like these big ones. You can probably run the reps and things. Because you see, like I said, when you talk about crime, you always think of pickpocketing, kidnapping, and so on and so forth. This governor, the way they talk, he, amongst his colleagues, how many of them ran their campaigns with clean money? Because embezzlement, authority stealing is stealing now.
Stealing is stealing.
According to Baba, he passed arm robbery. When you call somebody Mr. Fix It and you give him an assignment and he cannot do it, what do you think has happened? Let's leave that one. They say don't talk ill of the dead.
Indeed. Let's take one more story before we go. Beyond jailing professor for election fraud. This is on page 18 of the Vanguard.
Beautiful editorial that once we can make an example after a few people, we hope that they will be thinking twice. Even though the lecturer, he pleaded in vain for mercy for the judge, The judge soon found him guilty of electoral fraud, sentenced him to 3 years in prison, and then also he's going to pay ₦100,000 fine. The newspaper commends Professor Mahmood Yakubu's INEC and the resident electoral commissioner REC in Akwa Ibom, Mike Iginin. You know, he's Mike Iginin.
Mm-hmm.
For the diligent prosecution of this case and urge them to wage a wider war on other categories of offenders to sanitize our elections. Now they say a sentence that I believe in. Let me read it to you.
Please do.
Crime without deterrence breeds more crime.
Absolutely. 101%.
You can't fault it.
No, you can't. You can't. But well, we must go now.
Okay. Ready to go and drink that expensive tea.
You are saying it on air now. Eh? You used to say this thing off air.
Every time I bring up my money.
Well, tea is good in the morning.
Tea is good in the morning. Tea is good.
Well, what's coming up at night, though?
I did see you on Saturday. You were on your way to the, as usual.
Yeah.
I had Candy Johnson, son. Today, I have Ogala, S-A-N. And don't forget that Ogala was also the legal advisor to the APC.
Okay.
And is a very strong Tinubu supporter.
Okay.
Yes.
What will you be talking about?
I can't talk to him. I can't give you the details. I don't want anybody phoning me George Omadio. But I've known Ogala from school.
Okay.
I've known him way back from uni. And so he knows my style. He's going under the bus. I can assure you. Within the first 10 minutes, Omar Wallen. Yes.
And you still want, he's listening right now. You still want him to come?
He's already on the road, so he can't.
Senior advocates, you have heard, though.
Within the first 10 minutes, Omar Wallen, Ingo Etaground.
I'm sure he's prepared. He's a senior advocate. There's nothing that can come to those people. You know, surprise. No, you can't surprise them.
Wait and see.
Okay. 8:09 o'clock. You should join Jimmy Sue.
By 9:10,
it
will be under the bus.
Okay, we have to go now. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming around.
Okay.
Many thanks to MTN. We're back in a moment with the news.